Okay, Baruchim Abayim. So welcome back. We discussed starting Chayshim Mishpat, which I started to prepare in the summer. It's going to be challenging. But at least until after Yom Tov, I would like to continue Ebenezer. I figured today a lot of the Yilam will still be in the mountains. And Rosh Hashanah, a lot of them will be away as well. So we spent, in Hilchus Kedusha, we spent our time last year in Dinei Kedusha Kesef. In front of you, you have the copies. On one side, it has Kedusha Shtar. Ketzad Yishav is Kedeshus Mishtar. On the other side, Ketzad Yishav is Kedeshus Tbiya. We're going to do Kedusha Shtar, which is Simulam and Beis. As you can see, it's a relatively short simin. The whole thing is four sifim, unlike Kedusha Kesef, which was rather long. However, despite the brevity of the halacha lemaisa, there's a lot to discuss when we talk about shtaris, and a lot of it is not known. Were you ever by a wedding with a mekadesh with a shtar? I don't think so. So it's rare. It's rare that it's done. But the rules of shtaris are all over shas, and that's what we're going to discuss. Okay, before we begin, you have to know that there are two types of shtaris in the Torah. There are two types of shtaris. The typical shtar is a shtar raya. When someone brings a document into Beis Din to prove that someone owes him money, or that someone sold him a home, what other shtaris do we use today? What else do you have in court? Partnership documents. Well, all these documents typically are shtarei raya. Shtarei raya means they're meant to prove an argument. If you and I have a dispute, so I look for a document that's signed by witnesses or by you that proves something. That's called the shtar raya.
Is the nafkamina if there's a counter shtar proving a different raya?
Of course, yes. A raya is not always an absolute proof. Sometimes they're counter rayas, counter arguments, counter shtaris. Yeah, definitely. Now, a shtar raya in and of itself is not as simple as it sounds, because the whole concept of a shtar raya contradicts a basic rule of mepiyam v'lo mepiksava, that Beis Din can't accept testimony in a written form. The PM means that Beis Din accepts only oral testimony and not written testimony. And Baal Amar asks how any shtar is good if every shtar raya is just it's a form of written testimony. And the Rishonim argue about how that works. No question, it works. Gemara says shtar raya works. The Rambam holds that shtar raya is a din derabanan. Minat Torah shtar raya doesn't work, and it's just impossible to have long term business arrangements if you have to bring the person into business to prove something. It doesn't work. So Chazal instituted shtar raya. It's the Rambam shita. There are four shitas in the Rishonim as to how it works, not in the Gafas at the moment, but that's the idea of a shtar raya.
Rebbe, when does the chalos of a shtar raya take effect?
So since a shtar raya is a form of proof, when somebody signs a shtar, I just put it in my pocket. I'm hoping never to need it. I hope you'll pay me and I'll never need to take it. So the shtar raya, it's a form of proof. It's a proof as soon as he signs it, but it doesn't come on the scene until it's needed, really. That's really what happens with the shtar raya. Now, we're not discussing a shtar raya by Kedusha. We're not talking about a husband says, we are married, a wife says, we're not married, and now he brings the shtar to prove that he is married. That's not the sugya of Ketzad Isha Miskadesh's Rishtar. We're talking about what Chazal call a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is not talking about a shtar that's meant as a proof at all. It may double up as a proof, but it's not necessary. A shtar kinyan means a shtar that actually accomplishes something, that's payol, that makes something happen. The shtar makes something happen, that's called a shtar kinyan. When the Rambam says, shtores derabanan, the Ramban asks, shtores derabanan? It says in the Chumash, because of laws and decreases. The Chumash says that there's such a thing as a shtar. So the Mefarshei Rambam answer, you know, the Rambam means shtar raya is a derabanan. Shtar raya is a derabanan. Shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan is deraisa by gittin. We find that a man gives a wife a document that's written kedin, and the handing over of the document creates the divorce. That's called the shtar kinyan. That was kesef. Avram bought the field with kesef. But it's also true that you can purchase.
Yosef married his wife to the shtar.
It appears that way from Rashi, that Yosef married his wife with the shtar. Although Rashi is the word shtar ksuba, herole shtar ksuba. In our Rashi, I think it just says. But anyway, it has to be shtar erisim because bezer, right? The pasuk says. What?
By the Shabbatim, when they went to bury Esav.
They sent Naphtali back for a shtar. Okay, good. So it was a shtar kinyan. That was against doubling up as a shtar raya. Yeah. There are basically three types of shtar kinyan. There's shtar kedushin, shtar gittin. The Gemara says, makshin and havaya liyitziya. We're makish kedushin to gittin. V'yotza v'haysa, yitziya and havaya. Yitziya is gittin, havaya is kedushin. Well, makish havaya liyitziya, my yitziya b'shtar, which we know. Of havaya, also marriage could happen with a shtar. And that shtar kedushin. It creates a chalois. Creates that something happens when the shtar is given. And then there's a shtar kinyan for karka. Karka, avodim, hukash lakarkois. There are shtaris which create a kinyan of karka. In other words, I want to sell you a property and I want to do a kinyan, so I could sell it to you with a kinyan kesef as well. But if I'm not doing a kinyan kesef, someone, the digital money probably doesn't create a kinyan. It's a question of checks create a kinyan. So I want instead to do a shtar. So we write out a shtar document, and by giving the shtar, we say you sell the field. Now, who gives whom the shtar? So the seller gives the shtar to the buyer. The buyer is the one that needs the proof. There's an expression that a shtar is written bidas hamischayev. It's the language of the Rishayim. Who writes the shtar? Das hamischayev. The one who loses dares to lose by the shtar. So if the document is saying that the field which was mine yesterday is yours today, I stand to lose by production of the document. So I'm the mischayev, so I write the shtar and I give it to you. But that's a mischayev.
He's money in return, he's not giving away, he's exchanging the property for the money.
So that's interesting. When someone is makna a field with shtar, he isn't exchanging it for money, he's exchanging it for debt. He's telling someone, now if you want to do kesef, you do kesef. You say, I'm selling you the field, give me money, I'll make the field to you. When a person does shtar, kinyan shtar, or kinyan chalipin, any other kinyan, he's saying the property is yours as of this moment, and you owe me the money. It's something like the milva means the promised payment is, it turns into debt.
Where do we find that? We find it really in exchange, really. I'm selling the property in return for receiving X amount of dollars, acquiring money.
Well, if you don't mean to give ownership to the other person until you get the money, then you're not going to do a shtar kinyan. You're not going to give him a shtar that says it's his, it's not his, until he gives you the money.
It formalizes the transaction. If you need proof later on, there's going to be a disagreement.
Proof of what? Nothing happened. If I'm not marked until you give me the money, then until you give me the money, nothing happened. It's still mine. The rental that comes in till then is mine.
It happens in return. I mean, today we do it with wire transferring. But it could be in the old days they did it wait till the check came in through and then they could formalize. But this was proof.
If you give someone a shtar on Sunday and he's giving you the money on Monday, when do you mean for the field to become his? If you mean for it to come his on Monday, you shouldn't be giving him a shtar on Sunday. Right.
But you're obligating yourself to accept to make that transfer on Monday. And I'm sorry, Sunday, you made that.
When people go to contract, they obligate themselves to go. It's true. But that's not a shtar kinyan. The property still belongs to the seller. A shtar kinyan is where he means to transfer the property. That's a shtar kinyan, and that's the, if you don't want to, you're right. You do a shtar differently. Shtar kinyan typically says, I hereby, ishtar zu. Lupiasa says, makam and ishtar. You have to add, I hereby give the property to so-and-so, or sell the property.
The
so.
Person that's mischayev, he has to also pay for it? Pay for the cost of the shtar?
No. Whatever agreement they want, typically the loiva pays for the shtar. But whatever their agreement is, whoever wants to pay for that.
What's the down payment,
though? What?
That's a for shtar, a down payment.
The shtar doesn't have to have a down payment. Very often people want it, yeah.
So that payment.
The down payment could be a kinyan. The down payment, if you're makna with the down payment.
What's the advantage? Why would somebody want a down payment? Because he's like putting himself.
It's interesting, and people do. People do sell properties and give a mortgage to the buyer, which they put themselves at a disadvantage in the sense that the property is now his, and he owes you money. If he doesn't pay, you're stuck. So people have a lien on the property, but people do it all the time. People do it because they want the sale to take place, and they prefer to get a buyer who's got a bundle of cash, but if he doesn't, it's done all the time. People sell houses. Most of the time, the buyer gets a mortgage from a third party, from a bank or a lending company. But there are times where the seller himself gives the mortgage. So why people would do it? I guess they have their considerations. They want to get the unload the property, whatever reason. Okay.
Security on the mortgage, making the property.
If you get security, yeah. Look, security is as good as the person backing it. But people do. That's the way the world works. Okay, so we talk now about kinyan shtar, about a type of shtar that's being done to make a marriage. Now, the words right in the beginning, b'shtar keitzad, kosav lo al aniyar oyal acheres, af b'she'en b'shav apruta. The paper on which the shtar is written doesn't have to have value.
Well, why would you think it has to have value? Like, what's the problem?
Okay, so we'll talk about it. We'll get to it. It's the first riff in Kedusha. It starts with the Rishami about that. Abishay Mishavu Prutarim Kedeshesli V'Noistay La B'fnei Einim, and you have to give it in front of witnesses. Let's know the whole thing. Sash yichtav aisei l'shem ho'isha miskadeshes. K'moy beget. It has to be l'shma. Just like a get. You can't write up a get and later on decide who you're using it for. It has to be written l'shma. V'makish hava'ili yitziyu. We learn Kedusha not again. And kaseh shalai l'shma einem kudeshes. V'inei kaisvay ela l'daita. We have to come back to this. She has to know about it.
Why does Mishnah Yehudu?
Okay, why do you have to give it in front of Adam? So we're going to discuss. Let's discuss why you have to give it in front of Adam. What would the option be?
In the first time, you don't know. You're talking to Adam to see that.
Well, generally, by kedushin, you need Adam Mekiyume. If a man is Mekadesh Isha in private, whether it's Shtar or Kesef. If a man is Mekadesh Yisha in private, so the rule of thumb, whether it's Kedushay, any of the three Kedushin, even Bia needs at least Edim that the Miyachid L'Shem Kedushin, it needs Edis L'Kiyume. Edis L'Kiyume means this. If you and I are in a private room and I sell you a home, the sale is valid. Now, you're not going to be able to prove it, But as long as we're honest, the sale is valid. If a man and a woman are in a room privately, and a man gives the woman money or a shtar or shem kiddushin, what it says, what it seems to say here, by money is certainly that way. It's not a valid kiddushin, because you need edus l'kiyume. You need edus. Without edus l'kiyume, the kiddushin is not a kiddushin. Now, the Yeshua, the Ketzais, struggle where the Gemara got this from. Like, how do you know you need edus? We always say li'ivri sadi ela l'shakri. You only need women to prove that someone is lying. So if everyone agrees it happened, why is it not a kiddushin? Why is it not a kiddushin? I like to share with you the chassan in yeshiva. A real story. His kala was very disturbed and spoke to him, and he came to yeshiva all shaken up that once there was a vart in the house, a sister's vart, and she was in her room, and a cousin came in to give her a piece of cake and said, "Hurry up, Mekudesh Asli, with this piece of cake." He said it to her. And she left. And then later, when she got engaged, after she got engaged, she told him, "You know, I'm nervous about this. That was a Kabbalah Kedushin. So I told him to ask her if anybody was in the room. There was nobody in the room." So I said, even if he meant it L'Shay marriage, and she meant it L'Shay marriage, she's still not married.
She eat the cake.
Did she eat the cake? I didn't even know it was his cake, but when a guest takes a piece of cake, it becomes his. You know, the round is not so big. But you need edus l'kiyume. There's no question. The Ketzais may sure argue about why you need edus l'kiyume, but the bottom line is certainly that you need edus l'kiyume. Now, having said that, yeah. Oh, so that's another thing that's missing here. It seems to say At is good enough without the names. So you'll take a look. We'll get to Bishmol Gimel, who seems to say that you need the names as well. And Yitzhak Shem will discuss why it just says Hariyah. The machinery of a shtar, so to speak, how shtaris work, is a machlekes in Shas, mostly in Gittin. At the end of the year, when we learned Gittin, I said to my class, I think every parak in Gittin has this machlekes. Machlekes Rabbi Lazar Meir, if Eide Chasima Karti or Eide Mesira Karti, which I'll explain. So I thought every parak has it. So during the summer, I got an email from one of the Bachelors was chazering, so he told me two parakim don't have it. So one, he said, doesn't have it. I showed him it does have it. And the other one, it's a parak that doesn't have anything about Gittin. The whole time, a parak in different takanas of Chazal. So, but they argue if Eide Chasima Karti, Eide Mesira Karti. I want to explain the machlaikis and the Rishayim on the machlaikis. What makes your star work? Not about a shtar king. I bought a field from you, or a ksuba. Ksuba is also a machayim myself and a ksuba. What makes it work? Eid chasima karti is Ramei Yeshita. Ramei Yeshita is that what makes a shtar are the two witnesses who sign. Two witnesses sign. They sign for the mischayim. Witnesses never sign for the personal benefits. Someone comes over to you and says, "Please sign a document that someone someone owes me money." Don't sign it. You have to be sure it's true. But if someone says, "Sign a document that I owe him money," even if you didn't see the loan. But if the one who's mischayiv says, "I plan to borrow money, do me a favor, sign the shtar." The shtar says you saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon. You didn't see it. It's a lie. It still works. In preparation for a loan, you're allowed to sign a shtar as long as you give it to the leiva. The leiva is the mischayiv. You have to get the idea of mischayiv clear. Mischayiv is the one who stands to lose by the shtar. So, the seller of a house, you sign it. You trust that the meicher who's selling his house won't give it to anybody else unless he really sold it. So Meir holds Eide Chasima Karati. What makes a shtar are the ones who sign. You don't need Eide Mesira. You don't need Eidim to see it handed over. You understand it's handed over because it was written for the Mishkayu, and now it's in the hands of the other party. By weddings, it's one of the main differences between the yeshivish Masada Kedushin and Achsidish Masada Kedushin. The yeshiva world will makvin on Eidim Mesira by the Ksuba. That when the husband gives the ksuba to his wife under the chuppah, they call the Eidei Kedushin back to watch the Mesira. In the Chassidish world, they're not makvin. They say the Chassima is good enough. And if you have Eidei Chassima, you don't need Eidim on the Mesira. It's a difference of opinion, maybe what it's told in we'll get to. But Rav Aaron was very makvin Eidei Mesira, and that's what we do. So, what does Eidei Mesira mean? It means that what makes the shtar good are the Eidei Mesira, the people who see it handed over. You don't need Eidei Chassima. You don't need a signature. It's good enough if the person who's borrowing signs it himself.
So
he does it himself, and you have Eidei Mesira, that's good enough.
You have Eidei Mesira, you don't need to give Eidei Chassima on Ksuba.
Right.
So why do we sign the nominal?
Well, we do both. We do Eidei Mesira and Achina. If you have to prove it later, it's not easy to find Eidei Mesira. You don't remember who they are. Eidei Chassima you can prove later by comparing signatures. So
we did Kedushin. We did Kedushin.
It's a Ksuba, not Kedushin. Right. Now, it's Ksuba, we do Kesef. Now, here is where it becomes. It becomes lumdish, and the lumdish is negat to many, many dinim in Kedusha. So you'll have to bear with me. In the ninth paragraph, the last paragraph of Gittin, the Rif, very unusual Rif, you know the Rif, he lists halachas. The Rif is not toisus, he doesn't bring brayas, he doesn't, he has kashas. So there's a Rif, and the Rif also not such a typical Rif, it's like two lines, the Ran is a whole page and goes over to the other side. The Rif at the end of the Masechta says, "Rebbe Lozo Omer, Avam Bishein Olav Eidim El Shenostay Bifnei Eidim Eidim Mesira Kosher." Rebbe Lozo holds Eidim Mesira is good enough. I'm reviewed them. Rav Halacha to Rebbe Lozo begin. The Lozo Rebbe Lozo by Gittin and by Kedushin. Avaloi Bishtaris. That Dine Mamin. Shmuel Amar Af Bishtaris. And Shmuel says, even by Shtaris, by Dilei Mamin, so he says, the Allah is Eidei Mesira Karti, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yehuda Varidi Amar Yishuv Alevi, Allah Kerov Alaz Abigin. So this is a typical riff. He ends off, Hilchus Akerov Alaz Abigin. We pass an Eidei Mesira Karti by Gittin Shtar. Then, the riff says, U'meihon Nami Shaminon, D'loi Be'inan Eidei Mesira, Hecha Di'ika Eidei Chasima. It's a chiddush of the riff. The Rif says, we pass in Eidei Mesira Karati. But we pass in Af Eidei Mesira Karati. Because Eidei Chassima is certainly good. Eidei Mesira is an alternative. Like Banik Suba. You can do it either way you want. Now the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Amar Abulaza, Amar Amei Eidei Chassima Karati, Amar Abulaza Eidei Mesira Karati. But the Rif says Shaminon the loy biinon eidem mesira hechadik eidem chasima. Then he brings a raya, again not typical Rif. He proves it. Now Rav who the Omar im nisus be'erachad v'ksav yedei sefer shavlad mamzer. The Gemara talks about could you use two eidem, one eid signed, and the handwriting of the sefer who wrote the get is like your second witness. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. How could it be a machlokes if the cipher is good or not? He holds who are my lord Kravlaza begin. Rav is the one who passed and said the Mesira Karati. So how could Rav talk about whether the handwriting of the cipher is good enough? That's a dechasima. Isak that mean an a de Mesira hechadik a dechasima hashda hechad alak a dechasima klala filo edachad masha Rav hechadika a dechad a de Mesira pasul havalei havalei mabza etc. This is a, like I say, a not typical. Rif, but the Rif Shita is, and they understand the Rambam Shita to be this way, that Af Eidei Mesira Karati. a half cup. That means you could use either Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira for a get.
So it's not like for a get.
For a get or Kiddush. Now what does that mean? You go to a get and the Eidim didn't sign and they gave the get without signing. That's the Gemara says it's good. Eidei Mesira is good. What about the reverse? They did Eidei Chasima. They wrote it. And we trust they wrote it for the Meschaya, for the husband. And now the woman takes it out. We're the Eidei Mesira, no Eidei Mesira. So the Rif says, Eidei Chasima is also good. Af Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima works as well. So the Ram brings Hikshar Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chaylok Alava Omar, Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmidai. This is not the Baal Taisus Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Talmidai of the Rif, Chaylok Alava Omar. Amrina Bechol Dukta, it says all over the Masechta, Rabbeinu Sover, Eidei Mesira Karti. V'layimina Bishum Dukta, Af Eidei Mesira. It doesn't say Af Eidei Mesira. Now, I'm pulling you into this Lomdis for a basic reason. Just halka. What makes a shtar work? Eidei Mesira for sure. The Rif says Eidei Chasima are also good. Ben Ephraim says, where do you get that from? The Anyu Shas, if Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima. Matter of fact, the Gemara says, in the first parak, it says, V'kosav la sefer krisus. Rameir of Allah's argue, what is the word V'kosav? Rameya learns the Kosav is going on the signature, the Chasima, in the Chasima card. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, Kosav means you write the Shtar. You don't need Eidei Chasima. I'm talking about Eidei Chasima. So they argue, if you need Eidei Chasima at all, comes the Rif, he says, Af Eidei Mesira card, Eidei Chasima ago. The Ran wants to explain the Rif. Ran defends the Rif, as he typically does. And he defends him as follows. Now, you have to follow. This Rif, it's a basic Rif for all proof of Shtaris. Any Eidei Chasima. A man walks into Beis Din and he has a document that the borrower borrowed from him. He has a Shtar. So we say, no one saw the loan, but I have a shtar, and the shtar is signed by witnesses. Witnesses didn't see the loan either. They signed it and they gave it to the lender and they got on a plane and they flew right to Israel. So maybe the Leiva says, I never borrowed the money. I never borrowed it. He got a hold of the shtar. Sucked around. The way Rebbe Loza holds Eidei Chasima works is really, he says, Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. There's only Eidei Mesira. All stars work that it was there. However, you can have Eidei Mesira, you saw someone give it. There's another type of Eidei Mesira. If a Malva comes in with a document that says he lent money to the Leiva and it's signed by witnesses, so Beis Din says the following. Listen, Beis Din says, hold on a second. When the witnesses signed it, who was holding the shtar? The Leiva. Now the Malva has it. It's Anan Sadi that there was a Mesira. The Ran learns that even when you're relying on a signature, according to Rebbe Loza, even when you're relying on a signature, it's a lundis, that since signers are only sign a document and give it to the Messiah, and now the other person has it, we say it must be that there was a Mesira. Because if there was no Mesira, how does he have it in his hand? We don't say people lose shtaris. Shtaris that are, they could collect, we assume people don't lose them. We don't assume people steal shtaris either. We assume if the Malva has the shtar, and we know the Eidim wrote it for the Leiva, so we assume that it was handed over. It's circumstantial evidence that there was a Mesira.
That
were also. 1 second, good. Okay, well, Wait, one second. It's really circumstantial evidence. The language that some Rishonim use, hein hein eidei chasima, hein hein eidei mesira. The ones who signed it, they are the eidei mesira. What do you mean, they're the eidei mesira? They didn't see mesira. No matter. They signed it, and now it's given over, now it's in the other person's hand. Must be it was given. Mark is pointing something out very good. Circumstantial evidence by Mominus is perfectly okay. But by Get, we're saying now by getting the Kedushin that nobody saw the Get being given. Now we do Eidei Mesira by Get. But we're saying if there were no Eidei Mesira, the richest paskening, Eidei Chasim is good enough. What does that mean? That means nobody saw the Shtar handed over. The Shtar was in the hands of the husband, last report. Those the people signed it, say, yeah, we signed it, and we gave the shtar to the husband. Now the shtar, the get, is in the hands of the woman. So the Ram says, so we say, aha, if it was originally in the husband's hand, now it's in the woman's hand, gotta be that the husband gave it to the wife.
So, we're saying
so she's divorced.
So
circumstantial evidence.
So
what?
Possession.
Possession based on the fact that there was a transfer. In other words, if the lady herself wrote up the shtar, it's not a get. It has to be based on the hanacha, the assumption, the idea actually, that Eidei Chasima are really telling us this shtar was in the hands of the husband.
If we know that the shtar was written, and the end result she has it,
that's the Rav's chiddush. Yes, the as a matter of fact, he's saying it by again. It's Rav's chiddush.
It's
Rav's chiddush. That's an anan sadi, and it works by get. Huh? That certainly as it works. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. According to this, you don't need giving in front of witnesses. Says Shulch Darach, you have to give it in front of witnesses. The answer is you do need witnesses. Just the non Sadi witnesses is good enough. It's circumstantial witnesses that are good. We don't believe people that they lose stars. We don't believe people. People don't lose stars. Now, if we'll come and bring witnesses, they lost it. If it's possible, it'll be a different story. But we don't believe a man that he lost the shtar. So this is, like I said when we started, shtaris sounds like not so negeya. It's very negeya. Because essentially, this ran is breaking new ground. And it's telling us that it's possible to do gittin and certainly kedushin based on circumstantial evidence if it reaches the level of an ansadi, if it reaches that level. So it's totally out of kedushin, a tremendous chiddush. Now, just to make the point, there's a ktsais, it's a short ktsais, a simit tzadik sivkot zayin. He brings the famous Mordechai. The Mordechai has a case. Witnesses by Kedusha. They saw a tabas biyadai. They saw a ring in the chasen's hand. Vama hariyat mukdesh zibet tabazu. And they heard him say, hariyat mukdesh, the woman is standing there. V'loiro edim nesina. And they didn't see the giving over. Rakmat rega hatabas biyada. The way I always imagine this is that the photographer got in the way. It's a chiddush of time and excise. The photographer also got in the way. That's the way I always imagine it. The photographer got in the way.
That would be good according to the chassidim.
One second, good. So he said, Rakmat rega hatabas biyada. So there was no ria. They didn't see the handing over the ring. Vloisagi, it's not possible in loishanosan law. It must be that he gave it to her. So the Ktsais brings Chalukei Deis if it works. So now Ktsais proves it. Unbelievable. He says he proves it. from this Ran. He says, Ezu Tshuva. And he brings the Tumim has a taino against this case. Ezu Tshuva, Haran, the Perakamagarish, that's the ninth Perak, Kostav Lashita Sarif. The Rav Elazar Eide Mesira Karati Ve'Eide Mechir Chazim Manami Karati Vizel Lashayna Vashanurali The Rav Elazar Sfirulei Eide Mesira Karati Really Lo Eide Chazim
What if it's a week later?
Ma Demoy The Rav Elazar Eide Chazim Mahani The Sfirulei HaMesira Keresas Kol Shiesh Eidem Bedavar. You need Eidem that it was handed over Bein Shemi Eidem Ala Mesira Asmai, whether they actually saw the handing over, or Yal Guf Hadavar, or they know that it must have happened. They know it must have happened. When Mashabai Rav Elazar get a chosam beidach simakarti, lamishim desfer dechsimakarti. Ela mesira keresas ki vishesh edim al ikra dava davle edich sima ki edim mesira shari get yotzi metachas yada. So this breaks a whole new ground to allow a certain level of proof that's based on circumstantial evidence by getting a kedusha. That goes against what we understand. We usually say need eide ria. The Sais is saying that eide yediyah v'lei eide ria could work. So how do you know he said it? So the Ram brings these times that even though the Ram brings the taina on this on himself, again the Ram says that if you find it in her hand, we assume it was given from him to her. The question is, how do you know he knows dina gittin? Tli gitech malgabi karka doesn't work. He has to hand it to her. If he puts it on the ground and tells her, "I threw in your mail slot," he means to be divorced. He says, "I threw in your mail slot. Make sure to go get it." So she's not divorced. Tli gita makabe karka doesn't work. So it's a taina on the Ran. And as I said, there is a great amount of controversy over the Ran. But we're going to see later by Kedusha Shtar that if you have Eide Chasimu and Eide Mesira, that will chayshish for the Kedusha Mesap, will chayshish for this Ran. Okay, the Rebbe of Ephraim, as I said, argues, and Rashi in the Masechta also holds Eidei Mesira as Dafka. But the point I want to make is that the fundamentals of Eidei Chasima Karti, Eidei Mesira Karti, is that we pass in Eidei Mesira Karti, the Ikur is Eidei Mesira. The Rif says Af Eidei Chasima Karti. And you can learn the Rif Pashup Shat that Eide Chasima are themselves a good proof. But the Kash is, it doesn't say Af Eide Mesira. And the Ran is explaining that Eide Chasima turn into Eide Mesira based on, so to speak, circumstantial evidence. Now, by Mamanis, circumstantial evidence is a good Raya. It's a Chiddush by getting the Kedushin that's a good Raya.
Right.
No, he makes a shliach. He's making a shliach to do it.
Yet.
There are witnesses. The shliach, your witnesses are appointing a shliach.
He's involved in the bits.
Well, the shliach does it with witnesses, right? He makes a shliach. The shliach goes, gets witnesses, and does it again. Yeah, it's a question whether you need Aiden for appointing.
Well, if you're saying it's circumstantial evidence, it means that right helps. It's not Aiden, it's proof. So isn't that Dois Baldin also proof in the Ross case? We give the case, they both agree to it. Dois Baldin, they're both saying it happened. So Mansadi, it happened.
No, Dois Baldin by Kedushin, it's Chav Lachrini.
She had my Kedushin, he had my Kedushin, no Aiden.
So Kedushin, it's Chav Lachrini, there's no Dois Baldin.
But both of them agree.
What? No, he does. But there's also, if they're being moida that he gave her money not in front of witnesses, so that's not how he does. But then she's deshesish. He says he does. But then that they made a mistake. Of course, she's deshesish. But he does. But then, if somebody has a does. But then that I sold the field. They say, how'd you sell the field? And he says something which is not a Kenyan. So that doesn't. It's not payo. We believe what he says, but it has to work. So if someone says, "Das Baldin, there's Makadish Isha now in front of witnesses."
There were no witnesses.
So we believe him, but he should not an Aisha Sish.
Why don't we do this?
What?
The same way we come
with the witnesses, because we're only witnesses that it was made, we're not witnesses that it was handed over. In the case of the Chasima, they're witnesses that it was in the, not in front of Eden necessarily. At any rate, now look at Chakras Mechaikak Aleph. Oyala Cheres. So here is a secondary dispute. If you write a shtar on cheres, what's cheres? Cheres is something that can be mezuyif. When you write on a piece of pottery, you can erase it. Now, that shouldn't be a shtar. Shtar has to be shtar she'eni yachol es dayif. When you write on parchment, now it's possible to scratch it off parchment too, but then you could tell. Then you could tell that it was scratched, because it takes off a little bit of the parchment. So, eni yachol es dayif means,
right?
What?
We're talking about soft pottery, not that it's already dry.
Well, we're talking that it has to be dry. Well,
then you cannot erase it either.
On pottery?
Yeah.
You could erase it. You take some water and soap and you get it off. Okay? Depends on which pottery, I guess. Matter of fact, we don't give a get till it's dry. After they write the get, they wait till it's dry for the reason you're saying. That otherwise it's Yachol Zayev. So they wait. But the Shulchan Aruch here says you could write it on Cheres. That's not a shtar. So Zaktebe is Chakas Mechaikak Aleph. Cheres udavash yachal is daif. Really, cheres is something that could be erased. You could forge it. L'kamisim kufchav dalid hilchus gittin mavur b'tanai shiyidnu la be'edei mesira. That if you give it with edei mesira, it doesn't matter that it could be erased, because the edei mesira see what's written, and they see. That they see it's written, and they see it's given over. I guess that's it's written with Shema, and they see it given over. So they know it wasn't erased. So, Zokta Chalkas Machaikok, Kamachav Damavur, but tonight, Shinu La Beide Mesira, Vikidushim Vigitin Din Echad Lahem, the Iskish Havaili Yitzir, the Samakan, Adina Get, Amoran, come on, Simonano.
So again, also, if they have
the Masira,
they don't have to wait until it dries.
So the Masira, they don't have to wait until it dries. According to Minat Torah, for sure not. The...
I mean, that's just
the chumra
why they wait
until
it dries.
Well, look in Beishmol Aleph, explain why. In Beishmol Aleph, he goes a step further. Beishmol Aleph, he says, Allah Cheres, who dover shiachal is daif. V'kaisvin olav kishamaisa lefei de mesira dafka. And the only time he can do such a thing is when it's done with ei de mesira. V'kan haran dafka kshein chaisvin olav eidem. Because of haran, this is the din de rabbanan. Dafka kshein chaisvin olav eidem. Im hayu chaisvin eide chasima. If a shtar is eide chasima, chashin and shema yovei lismai chal eide chasima. It's exer de rabbanan. If you're going to use a shtar gittin or shtar kedushin, as someone's yachol is daif, you're relying on eide mesira. But someone seeing you rely on it is going to think that you're relying on eide chasima. So that's exer de rabbanan. By gittin, certainly we don't do it. By kedushin, and the Malon here says on this Beis Shmuel that by gittin, you're worried. It's going to be a big problem. You're going to think she's a mutal alma and she's really an eishes ish. So by gittin, we're chayshish that we don't let it on cheres. But here, by kedushin, what's the chashash? The worst case, chashash, she thinks she is an eishes ish and she's not. That's not going to come to takala. So therefore, he says that over here it's good, even written on cheres. So. Once when the chassan couldn't find the ring, I said, big deal, let's do kiddushei shtar. Let's take a piece of paper and write a shtar. You don't really need a quill, like we do by getting a quill with a whole exact nusach. You don't really need it. I said, let's take a napkin from the table. It doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta, right? Once you write on the napkin, I have a sort of pruta, and and let's do it. But Baruch Hashem, no one took me up on it. I'd be much too nervous. You know, you have to spell everything exactly right. But in theory, you could write, you could do Kiddush Shtar, and it could work as well. But okay, so this is the basic rule of Kiddush Shtar. Now, what's missing? Sometimes it's hard to see what's missing. Let's read the Sif, and there is something missing here. It says, Bishtar Ketzad, Kaisev lo al haniyar, ayal acheres, abishem bishabapur, dar midesh asli, v'nois te lo b'fdei edem, so shiyef tevaisi l'shem u'yishav es kadeshes, k'boi b'get, kashu lo l'shmayin mu kadeshes, v'ne kaisi al l'daita, kashu l'das, harizeh safik mu kadeshes. So what it does not say here is that the man has to say a harayat, that the man should have to say anything. We know by kesef, a man has to say harayat mukadeshes. So the Beis Shmuel Gimel,
you don't know what the ring represents. You're
going to give her a ring.
Gift. Yeah, right, gift. The shtar, it says in the shtar.
So that would seem to be the reason. It seemed to be, the shtar, you see what he's giving. The man's giving a ring. Could be his engagement ring. Could be it's a gift. A get, nobody gives his wife a get as a gift. A get is a divorce. So, now is that so poshut? I guess it depends if you could see it. If he rolls it up and gives it, I don't know. What? The Eidim should have to see what's written in it, according to this. That's what it would have to be. What?
The Shtar
says it.
Yeah.
So that would seem to be the reason. If you look at Kedushin Avez, it says, B'shloisha Durachim Moisha Niknes, because of B'shtar Avivian. So it says, B'kesef, takes the Pruta, says Hariyat, and he gives it to her. Rabia Rashi says, Rabia, he's miyachid in front of Edim, and he says that I'm going to be Bayal Elashem Kedushin. By Shtar, Rashi doesn't say he says anything. Rashi says, Kaisif lo, Hariyat, Mekudesh, and Shtar Zu, and Nesh Lofnei
Edim. So,
by what?
That's for a mute person. By what? That's for a mute. We say sometimes that's a marriage question, but a Shtar would be even a question of marriage. They have to be able to speak.
Do they have to be able to speak?
Yes,
I don't think so. There is a Taishik Subis, but he's talking about Edom. Edom could speak, could sign a shtar. Edom can't speak. He has to be Royal Abilan. I think that's it.
He's talking about
the Baal. He's talking about Edom, yeah. By Edom it says it. By Baal, well, could be.
So we say by Erish or can't say anything.
So the Amira, if this comes back to the question we dealt with, if the Amira is part of the Kedushin or it's just to be Megala Das? If it's just to say what you're thinking, we know how Sukkim Vaisenyan works. And Dar HaShulchan here says the reason Mechabit doesn't say Amira is because it's no worse than a Sukkim Vaisenyan. Sukkim Vaisenyan means if under a chuppah the chassan decides not to say anything, he just gives the ring. So then mekudashim because that's sukkah by seinyan. A sukkah by seinyan means she walked down in a white dress, and he walked down and shuffled under the chuppah. Everyone knows what they're here for, and he took out a ring and it was out of condition, and he made a bracha. So that's called a sukkah by seinyan. So a sukkah by seinyan also works. Here, if you look at Beis Shmuel Gimel, in a short Beis Shmuel, he deals with two things that are missing. It's missing here that you have to write the name, and it's missing that you need an Amira. So that short Beis Shmuel Gimel, the Shem Isha, I'm Mishal Tegibayr, Reish Taf, Taf Reish Chatei, Tzarech Lichtoi, Shem Irai, V'Shem Ira, Kamoi Get. You see, in terms of a pastor, you have to write the names. But in addition to the names, you have to write his city and her city, like by a get. Vein tzarech loimer hariyat mekudeshes li, eloi maharizel lekidusheich. You don't have to say hariyat mekudeshes li, it's enough to say harizel lekidusheich. So, You have to say something. According to this, you have to say something.
The shtar itself speaks. The shtar itself is doing the speaking. So why do you have to say? You don't have to do it.
Yeah. So why is the shtar itself doing the speaking for them? Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is only the Chatzilah, it's not Ma'akim.
Otherwise, she could tell you she didn't know what he,
Yeah, it was a rolled up piece of paper, a chinami. You have to see what it is.
Why do you need Shem Yirom? You need to know, does it have to say, like, in the Ksuba, where the Ksuba is happening?
It's a fascinating thing. In the Gemara, it says you need L'Shem Yirom, and L'Shem Yirom, it says in the Mishnah, Shina Shem Yirom, Shem Yirom is possible. We don't do it. Our gittin only write the city where the get is being given. Our gittin don't have Shem Yirah and Shem Yirah. And the reason for that is because over the generations it brought a lot of mechshalim, brought a lot of challenges to the batei dinim. What exactly is his city and her city, especially when they're getting divorced, and one of them is moving out, so what's considered his city and her city? So we have a takana that we only write the place where the get is being written. Gemara has an expression, what's the lashon? What are two cities? Shili and Hili. Because you get, he says, if you're writing it in Shili, even if you're giving it in, is it Hili? I forgot, there are two rhyming cities. He said, I'm a Kaiser Mishili, Kaiser Mishili, I'm a Kaiser Mishili. What? Why, which city? What?
When you saw it, it gets out. You can be who knows where she is.
Right. Right. So we write the place of the Ksivas Haget. We don't write Shem Ira. We don't write Shem Ira. And I'm not sure what the Svarni do. I assume they do the same. What?
The day of the Sira, what do we care?
Day, day.
The day of the Sira. If the day of the Sira, then I can understand that there could be a mixture. But the day of the Sira, they see what's happening. Why?
Well, the get has to be a sphere, a sefer dvarim. Sphira has to tell the story, right? The Gemara Darshins cause sefer krisus that it has to have a sphira dvarim. It has to tell the story. That's why you need the names. It has to be clear from the get what's taking place. Cause was sefer dvarim. The Taisus says, according to not Taisus, they asked that that why, if you hold the Masira Karti, why do you have to write his name, her name, why are you going to write anything? And the answer is, you need Sefer Devarim, Sfiras Devarim Baal. It's funny, I remember from the Rav Chaim al Rambam, he mentions it, but I think it's either a Taisvis or a Rav, maybe.
You have to get all kinds of names. What? You must be medactic because you have all kinds of names.
Yeah, it's very, the names is a tricky piece of the whole, thing, which names to write, and, and where to write the name of the city is sometimes tricky, and so I don't know. But again, but everything else, it's not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter all that much. But Ksuba also has the name of the city where it's being written. Minyashonu Moin in Khan, and it says the name of the city. So when the atrium started, there was a whole big tumult. I've told you about whether the atrium is Muncie or the atrium is Spring Valley. Muncie is not zoned for wedding halls, so they made it just across the when you drive, you'll see the green Muncie sign right after you pass the atrium. Because the other side is Muncie, and they did it the closest they could get to Muncie. In all their paperwork, they call themselves Muncie. It's just a more attractive location. So when it started, it was a big tumult. They should write Muncie, they should write the Spring Valley. So someone told me that Rav Achvogel was Masada Kedushin. He heard about the tumult. So he told the Edim to go to the other side of the green Muncie sign and sign it there with the name Muncie on it. It's just sign it there, even though it's being given in Healy, they're signing it in Shili, and they could sign it on the other side. Whether he still does that, I don't know. But at the time, I was at a wedding, and it was tumbling, so someone told me that was his answer.
They redid the
atrium
so much.
What?
They redid the atrium.
They redid it, but they didn't redo the location.
They moved the sign.
They moved the sign, but they're redoing it. Okay, the Okay, the I believe it's the Ran on Daf Test that says that the get needs a sefer krisis ba'al, see sipur devarim, okay. The stipler and Simon Bayes and Gittin goes through this whole, a lot of what we spoke about. Edi Mesira, Edi Chsiva. He has a wonderful Claire. This is the typical stipler's Claire. Rav Shimon Claire is also. The way we learn the Lumdis of Edi Chasima, Hein Hein Edi Chsiva, Hein Edi Mesira. So, when you have a shtar, and like the Rif, you had Edi Chsiva, there were no Edi Mesira. So they say it's a good shtar. So we say, why? It's an ansadi. If it was signed and given to the husband and the wife has it, it must be. So Shtakul says, who are the witnesses? Are the witnesses Eide Chasima, Hein Eide Chasima, Hein Eide Mesira? They themselves are the witnesses for the Mesira. Or are we the witnesses? It's an ansadi. We're the witnesses that there was a Mesira because we found it... because we see it, and it's an ansadi. It declares which way to learn from this tzais. He brings a raya that we're the witnesses. So he says that circumstantial evidence is good enough. So it must be that we see the circumstantial evidence that's considered.
I understand clear by Eide Bia, that's also circumstantial.
By Eide Bia, it's fascinating. By Eide Bia, they only see the Yichud.
That's also circumstantial.
It's interesting, but we give Misa based, as Machlaikas and Makis, the end of the first parak, if they have Sikha Machom Shavit Ferah, so they have to see a Misa Bia. Or it's enough, they see, but actually, there it doesn't say Yichud, it says Derech Menafim. Says Taka, maybe Sirach Yichud is not always a Bia. According to the Ran, but the question we pass right the Ran.
You should have.
Yeah, where by Mominus or by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, yeah, but Chatchila you should have Eidim Mesira. Yeah. See, by the Ksuba, which is Mominus, the truth is that most of the Velt was not Makbid Eidim Mesira. There was an earlier tumult in the time of the Marit, I think, whether you need Eidim Mesira by a Ksuba, the Chatchila. But Rabbanan was Makbid that we should have Eidim Mesira, and question is why? Eide Chsiva is really good enough. And the Shtar Mamin, for sure, you don't need Eide Mesira. So I don't know. There's the reason that everyone assumes. Rav Heinemann once spoke here, and he had a different explanation of why Rav Aaron was back Eide Mesira. I'm not remembering. I was trying before to remember what Rav Heinemann said. He had one of these genius reasons. The simple reason you'd want Eide Mesira for Ksuba is the following. If you have a Shtar with a day, says a day, the Shibud Ashtar begins the last minute of that day. In other words, let's say I have a shtar, I borrowed money on whatever it is, August 31st. And they want to collect from something I sold. I sold it the morning of August 31st, karka. So you can't take Mishubadim. Because maybe I sold it before I borrowed the money. If it has not a shah, it just has a day, it's only mishubit from the last minute of that day. So theoretically, a chassin gets married after shkia. Shkia tonight is about 7:30, and you get married at 8:00. So the ksuba has tomorrow's date. Now he's going to live with his wife tonight. He's not going to live with her without a ksuba. But the ksuba, which has shibut karkois, doesn't kick in till tomorrow, the last minute of tomorrow. So karka that he has tonight, it's not mishubin. If he sells it tomorrow, it's not mishubin. And really, it should be mishubin. So if you have Eide Mesira, then it's mishubin from the time of the Eide Mesira. That's the poshita reason why you should have to have Eide Mesira. What? They write a day, and they're really divorced when he gives it to her. But he can't prove he's divorced unless the Eide Mesira say the hour he's divorced. There's no proof. To collect from Mishubadim, you have to have proof. So if you have witnesses that say when the Kedushin took place, then you know. If you have just Eide Chasiba, you don't know. This is the reason that the Velt assumes. It's a shvach reason. Most chassanim don't own a whole lot of karka at the time they get married, that we should be chayshish that they're going to sell it tomorrow before this man. And it's a little hard. And more than that, really, if you have any, they got married, even without the shtak suva, the suva l'rafa de milsa, really, it's to calm her down, but you don't really need a ksuba. But one man is becoming a ksuba even if he doesn't write one. So that's the din. Okay, the only thing we left is the one more chiddush here, that you write it l'daita. That's also a chiddush. Need her das when it's written. I would think it could surprise her. I'm going to get married. Guess what? I'm doing it with shtar. Here's a shtar. All right. Maybe she likes a ring, but she says, okay, she accepts her star. It's her star. It has to be written l'daita. That's a chiddush. What? If what? If you learn everything from get, it should need l'daita. Because we don't do a star kedushin. We do kesef kedushin.
She read it also. She know what's inside also.
If you don't say an amira, then you should have to read it also. All right, so we'll return to the hearing of